մտնեք SBS հայերեն։ Հավելյալ հետաքրքրական հաղորդումներ կգտնեք վերկայքին վրա sbs.com.au/armenian.
The trio Isimsis with Musica Viva Australia will embark on an exciting tour across Australia. Armenian-American cellist Edouard Bogosyan is part of the trio Isimsis, and before his arrival to Australia, he joins us from UK to talk about his musical career, the trio Isimsis, and the upcoming tour of Australia. Edouard, welcome to SBS Armenian.
Hello, thank you so much. Barev Zez, and very nice to meet you.
Edouard, a bit about you and your story. Where did you grow up and studied?
So my dad is from Yerevan, but my mom from Bulgaria, and I grew up in the States, though. So I was born in Ohio, and I grew up in Ohio, then moved to Michigan, then moved to Los Angeles. My parents are both violinists, so they traveled and ended up moving a lot from place to place. But I ended up, from the age of 9, I grew up in Los Angeles with a lot of other Armenians. And then for school, I went to Juilliard in New York when I was 18 for 4 years. And then from there, I hopped over to Europe. I studied in Belgium for a year and then London for a few years. And now I live with my girlfriend in Newcastle, in the, not Australian Newcastle, but the UK Newcastle. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about your beginnings in music? What inspired you to start playing?
Absolutely. Like I mentioned, my parents are violinists. I was around music all the time from the day I was born, basically. So it was just something very normal for me. I would go to the festivals as a child with my parents, and I just really fell in love with it there. I particularly wanted to play the double bass. But my parents, knowing that that's a difficult life because you'd have to carry around a huge instrument with you, they said, you can start with the cello first, and then when you get old enough, you can switch. And so they were manipulating me from a very young age. So I started the cello when I was about 4, and I fell in love, and I just, I've never stopped.
And where did you have your formal training?
I studied with quite a few different teachers, like I said, because we moved around, so in different places, it was always someone different, usually a colleague of my parents. But I ended up studying with Ron Leonard at the Colburn Academy in Los Angeles. It was my first I think he was a very formidable inspiration for me. And then from there, I studied at Juilliard with Natasha Brofsky. And then in Europe with some amazing teachers as well, Gary Hoffman, Richard Lester, John Myersco. So I've been very, very lucky. I've kind of found a lot of really inspirational teachers that have kind of helped me unlock a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you had a family concert in Armenia recently?
Yes. We try to go to Armenia now more and more. So every summer we try to go and, perform together. And it's really nice to get to play, music from Armenia, as well as other things. And of course, it's very special to play with my family always.
Edouard, you play only classical music, or you enjoy playing works from modern composers as well?
I think that the reason I love classical music is for classical music. I think the music of, Brahms, Mozart, Beethoven, Bach, Schumann, that's the stuff I think that is most fluent in my heart, that I can express myself most fully. But of course, I do really love switching it up. For our tour, we're also playing a piece by Francisco Cole, which is we're the only group that's ever played it. It was written just a couple of years ago. We've recorded it, and it's a different language entirely to that music I just mentioned. I mean, on that program, we're playing both Brahms and Schubert, which is just some of my absolute favorite pieces. But and then the other piece, the Francisco Cole's piece, it's like something from another planet, So I think getting to play stuff like that really helps put the other music we play in context for what it is in the time period that it was created.
Let's talk about the trio Isimsis, how it was formed. How did you meet the other members of the trio, and when did you join the group?
Mm-hmm. They formed over 10 years ago, I think, when they were students at the Guildhall School, with another cellist. It was with Michael Petrov, Bulgarian cellist. And I think after quite a long run, he decided to take a step away. And so then the trio, they wanted to continue. And so they tried out a couple different cellists. And in the end, it was me, I think, that they decided to go with. But so, yeah, there were a couple concerts we did where they were trying to see if it was the right fit. But I think as humans and also as colleagues and musicians, we have a very good chemistry, a good understanding. And so I joined about, I think that's about 4 years ago now. And we've done a lot of really wonderful concerts. And we're like unbelievably excited to come to Australia.
Edward, how do you prepare for a performance together, the three of you live in the same city?
Well, no. So we, the pianist Erdem, he lives in Cambridge, so you know, not so far outside London. I live in Newcastle, which is a couple hours north, and then our violinist lives in Switzerland. So there, we do meet for patches. We have dates in the calendar where we meet, usually at our pianist's place. He has a lovely home. It's a nice place for us to meet. He has a piano and we rehearse as long as we need. And then we prepare for the concerts in that way. But yeah, it is definitely, you know, as life happens, you know, now they have kids, wives. I'm a little younger, so I'm not at that level yet. But, you know, life is complicated. And as musicians, it's really nice when we do actually meet. It's just a beautiful coming together, playing music. And also, we really enjoy each other's company. So that's why Australia, it'll just be the three of us. So we're going to be fully immersed in the music making and rehearsing and spending time with one another. And of course, seeing the great cities we'll be in.
Edward, you currently live in UK, Newcastle, and recently you were appointed professor of cello at the Royal Northern College of Music, and you will tour Australia soon. Mm-hmm. How do you manage your time?
Yeah, it is difficult. So I'm also now the principal cello of the Royal Northern Sinfonia, which is the chamber orchestra in Newcastle. And I'm in Manchester now, which is where I teach at the Royal Northern College of Music. So it's new for me having these two jobs, but the trio dates that we have are set in stone much more in advance. So I think we kind of circle those dates in our calendars and we make sure that, you know, whatever work we have, we make sure to keep those days free. And so it's done very much in advance, you know, whether it's 6 months to 18 months in advance, we'll have dates that we know. And so then we make sure to, you know, either tell our students or tell our colleagues that we won't be there on those days. And so we keep those days sacred.
Edward, have you played at iconic venues or festivals? Can you share some stories?
Yeah, I let me see. I played, actually, I'll shout out my good friend Vache Jambazian, who's living in Sydney. We lived in New York together and we played a lot together. He's a wonderful pianist. We had a recital in Carnegie Hall together it was an Armenian concert. And I also played with my sister, who also plays the viola. And we had an amazing recital in Carnegie Hall. And there was a huge Armenian community there. It was a very, very nice occasion. That was very special for us, you know, because I lived in New York there and there were so many friends and colleagues and teachers that were there. And the same with Vache as well. And other than that, I think the most memorable has been Wigmore Hall, and that's been with the trio. And Wigmore Hall is kind of known amongst certain circles. It's like the most sacred chamber music. It's just like it's a hall built for chamber music. The acoustics and the energy and the vibe is just so special. It's almost like the hall is like the fourth member of the group, and you feel like it's alive in a way. I don't know how else to describe it. It's just, yeah, it feels very interactive, and the sound that you hear is just so, it makes you feel very good, and so it gives you this confidence and joy of playing.
Edward, with Erdem, you released your first CD titled The Journey Through Armenia. How did you work on the CD project, and what music did you choose to play?
Yes, I mean, that's one of the things I'm most proud of. I was given an opportunity through my school when I was at the Royal Academy to record an album of any music I chose, and I felt it was my duty and joy to record works by Armenian composers. And Erdem is a really close friend of mine, and he is Turkish, but he has a great respect for Armenian music, for Armenian people and culture, and I think it was a great demonstration of how music kind of transcends a lot of, you know, terrible things that have happened. And, you know, to do that together was very special. And he was completely on board. We played some Komitas folk music. You know, he's now the Komitas folk songs are his favorite pieces, basically. And we also played, I played a Khachaturian solo cello sonata. And what was very exciting is the great Tigran Hamasyan, an amazing jazz musician, kind of just an absolute Armenian icon. I asked him to write a piece for us, and he very gladly, he had never written for cello and piano before, so he wrote a cello sonata specifically for us for the recording. And it was such a wonderful experience also getting to meet him, work with him. I mean, his, if you guys know his music, Tigran Hamasyan, it's really amazing. It's very Armenian folk based, and he also has some more jazzy stuff or some more funky stuff, but the cello sonata was such a joy. So that's out on all platforms anyway, and it's a nice celebration of Armenian music.
Dikran was here in Australia a few years ago.
Amazing. I'm sure everyone loved it. He's a really wonderful guy.
Edward, you will participate at Musica Viva Australia's master classes in Perth and Brisbane. What's involved in a master class?
Masterclass, I can't speak to exactly whether, I think one or two of them are perhaps just, some of them are just piano, but I think the ones that we're doing as a chamber ensemble, it's just people play for us in a setting, and then it's basically like a lesson, but in front of many other people. So it's not just for the person playing, it's also for the audience, because we talk about what we're looking for in the music, what we can improve on, and also just, it's just about finding different ways to think about stuff in the music. So usually when we do master classes, you know, it's not just for the people playing, but rather for everyone else. There's always something you can learn, something you can hear in a different way, work on the music that we care so much about.
Edward, any words to the audience in Australia? What should they expect from your performances?
I mean, I can say just how unbelievably excited we are. It's an amazing tour organized by Musica Viva. We're going to see some great places, some great venues. People should definitely come if they want to experience some real spirited in-person masterpieces. The Brahms C minor is compact, but it's just full of heart and emotion, and you know, for everything from ecstasy to desolation and loneliness, but then also just explosions of, you know, whether it be rage or joy. It's just so colorful, and the Schubert B flat trio is just it tells such a story. I think that's the theme for those two pieces. They tell quite a story. It takes the listener on a journey through some incredible worlds, and we really enjoy doing that together. And then the modern piece is a great thing to put in the middle of them, that kind of clears the ears, cleanses the palates, and it's like, whoa, like what is music? You know, this, and then we get back to those imaginative, romantic worlds. But I hope people will enjoy. I think that the people that come will. I think that we also have a great chemistry on stage, and we just really enjoy performing and sharing the music. So I think there will be a lot of joy in what we create.
Thank you, Edward, for your time and the interview. It was a pleasure talking to you. We are looking forward for your visit to Australia.
Yes, I'm so looking forward, and also to meeting people. And I have some family and some friends out in Australia, so I look forward to seeing them as well.
Հավնե, լայք, բաժնեք, գործիկը թայտնել, հետևե SBS հայրենին թիմադեդրի վրա։